Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Well, Donald Trump says he's heading to the White House, but not if Hillary Clinton gets her way. The Democratic Party is holding its national convention this week, and Clinton is almost certain to secure the nomination, but she's also facing plenty of controversy. With the latest, let's go live to our U.S. correspondent, Simon Marks, joining us from Philadelphia. Simon, good evening to you and welcome. There's a new email scandal, which many say is fracturing the convention before it even starts. What is it and how serious is it?
No question about it. It's overshadowing the first day of this convention, which is due to get underway in about an hour's time here in Philadelphia. Over the weekend, it became apparent that there had been a computer hacking attack on the servers of the Democratic National Committee. Documents were provided to the WikiLeaks organization and then put into the public domain, which show very clearly that during the primary election process here, officials with the Democratic National Committee were not, as they were required to be, neutral in the battle between Hillary Clinton and her principal opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders. Indeed, they appeared to be discussing by email ways in which to undermine Senator Sanders' campaign. That has caused a storm of controversy here, not least because there's going to be a substantial number of pro-Bernie Sanders delegates on that floor behind me in just a few hours' time. It has also led to the FBI announcing that they are beginning a probe to determine whether Russian hackers may in any way have been involved in this hacking attack on the Democratic Party's servers, possibly as a way of trying to assist Donald Trump's campaign for the presidency, because Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin have had very complimentary things to say about one another. It's also become apparent that the U.S. ambassador to South Africa was tangentially involved in circumstances that led to the resignation over the weekend of the head of the Democratic Party, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We've learnt here today that Ambassador Patrick Gaspard had been warning the White House and other Democratic Party officials that he felt it was time to make a change at the top of the DNC, even before this email revelation became public over the weekend. It led to the departure of Debbie Wasserman Schultz from the head of the DNC, something that Bernie Sanders delegates have within the last few minutes been on their feet, roundly cheering, because Bernie Sanders is telling them that creates the possibility for real change in the rules that govern the Democratic Party going forwards.
What was the general response then to Gaspard's warning, Simon?
Well, apparently he and other officials had urged the White House to take action earlier against Debbie Wasserman Schultz, but she found in President Barack Obama a protector. Now, Bernie Sanders has argued that there's no real surprise to the fact that the Democratic Party's machinery was being used to favor Hillary Clinton during the primary process. Indeed, he argued throughout the primary process that that is exactly what was taking place. But there is something, you know, very naked about the email chain that has been released as a result of this WikiLeaks dump that makes it absolutely apparent that top Democratic Party officials were very concerned about the progress that Bernie Sanders was making on the campaign trail and very concerned about the possibility that ultimately he might derail Hillary Clinton's presidential bid, which is why they were discussing the possibility of taking action to undermine his campaign. Barack Obama, who will be here later in the week, endorsing Hillary Clinton very publicly, of course, in this arena, has said that for 8 years as the head of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, in his words, had my back. The problem, of course, for Bernie Sanders delegates is that it seems that she may have had Hillary Clinton's back as well.
And just finally, Simon, Michelle Obama, I understand, takes to the stage in Philadelphia in a couple of hours from now. Is she going to be able to bring or at least display some much-needed unity then that the Democratic Party needs?
Well, we've got drama ahead in the course of the next few hours, Jeremy, because Michelle Obama will be speaking here, but so will Bernie Sanders. And I think all eyes will be on Bernie Sanders to see what kind of capital he seeks to make out of all of this. He's just told his delegates outside this arena at a gathering that he's going to do everything that he can to defeat Donald Trump. One of the things that Hillary Clinton needs to do in order to get that message across and to overcome the slight bump in the opinion polls that Donald Trump won after his convention in Cleveland last week is to persuade not just Democrats but voters across the country that the party is lined up behind her. And in many ways, Hillary Clinton, I think, should be grateful for the fact that Bernie Sanders is showing more generous characteristics than perhaps Senator Ted Cruz of Texas showed towards Donald Trump at the Republican convention in Cleveland just a week ago.
Certainly an election season like no other we've seen before. Simon Marks, live from the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia in the United States. More from Simon throughout the course of the week. This is Newsnight.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.